This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. A delegation-level talk was held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Paraguay President Santiago Peña Palacios in New Delhi today. During the meeting, the two leaders reviewed the entire gamut of bilateral relations. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said both the countries have lots of potential avenues in the sectors including digital technology, agriculture, defense, railways and space, among others. He said, India and Paraguay are together in the fight against terrorism.
मेरा विश्वास है कि आपसी सहयोग से हम साझी समृद्धि का मार्ग प्रशस्त करेंगे. एक्सेलेंसी, हमारे पास आर्थिक सहयोग सहित डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, क्रिटिकल मिनरल्स, ऊर्जा, कृषि, स्वास्थ्य, डिफेंस, रेलवे तथा स्पेस जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग के नए अवसर है. एक्सेलेंसी, आतंकवाद के खिलाफ लड़ाई में भारत और पराग्वे कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर खड़े हैं.
As part of India's continued efforts under Operation Sindoor and in line with India's principled and resolute stance against terrorism, 7 all-party delegations comprising members of parliament are in different countries with their outreach program. The all-party delegation led by NCP-SCP MP Supriya Sule reached Egypt. The delegation concluded its Ethiopia visit yesterday. Another all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha met with representatives of Parti Keadilan Rakyat PKR, People's Justice Party, in Kuala Lumpur. The Indian Institute of Technology Kanpur has announced the JEE Advanced Result 2025 today. Students can access their results on the website result25.jeeadv.ac.in. The JEE Advanced is for admission to undergraduate courses at Indian Institutes of Technology and other participating institutions of technical education. The first rank was secured by Rajit Gupta, while the second rank was secured by Saksham Jindal. Expressing elation over his result, top ranker Rajit Gupta urged the aspiring students to consult with their teachers whenever needed during the preparation and prepare with complete dedication.
अपने टीचर्स से कंसल्ट करिए कि मुझे कैसे क्या पढ़ना है. खुद से कुछ मत करिए, पूरी मेहनत करिए, उसके अंदर जुट जाइए. जो बेसिक एक इंट्रैक्शन रहता है फैमिली मेंबर्स और स्टूडेंट के बीच में कि हाँ पापा कैसे हो, हाँ माँ कुछ चाहिए वगैरह, वैसा वो सब तो रहता ही है, और ऐसा कुछ बहुत ज्यादा एक्स्ट्रा ऑर्डिनरी नहीं रहा.
Over 3,960 active cases of COVID-19 have been reported across the country. According to the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, the highest number of 1,435 cases have been recorded in Kerala, followed by 506 cases in Maharashtra and 483 cases in Delhi. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, in charge of the COVID unit at Dr. Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, Dr. Pawan Kumar has said that the hospital is fully prepared for the management of COVID patients. Calling the new variant mild, Dr. Pawan assured the public that there is no need to panic. The Intermeteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy rainfall over northeast India during the next 5 days. The Met Department predicted heavy rainfall over east and central India, over sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today, and light to moderate rainfall in these areas over the next 7 days. Hamas has announced its willingness to immediately begin fresh indirect negotiations on a US-proposed Gaza ceasefire deal just one day after submitting a response to US Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff's proposal that Washington dismissed as totally unacceptable. At the Norway Chess 2025, Indian teenage grandmaster Digo Kesh scored his first ever classical win over the world number one Magnus Carlsen in round 6 at Stavanger. Playing white, Gokesh capitalized on a rare endgame error by Carlsen, turning the tables in a tightly fought game. The reigning world champion's win has rattled the leaderboard, throwing the title race wide open. In the 4th Thailand Open International Boxing Tournament, Deepak and Naman Tavar spearheaded India's campaign, securing 2 golds as part of an impressive 8-medal haul. And with that, we end this news bulletin.